Who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go away, boy. You bother me.
Hey, this is, of course, the Pinball Junk Drawer. Big show number 18. The only pinball podcast to be filmed before a live feline audience. That's right. Destructo the Cat is with us today. And also, my name is Foghorn Leghorn. With me, as usually,
Craft Brew Sally
is all up in the hizzy for shizzy. Not going to say anything else because that would be a hate crime. Anyway, we have a lot of good things on tap. What do you got going on today?
Well, Craft Brew? Today we're going to talk about the Stern thread on Pinside.
Nice.
As this is my first experience with a full on topic,
yeah,
on Pinside.
Well, we'll start off by saying it was innocent enough, you know. Now, for those of you not in the know, and why would you be, Craft Brew Sally loves Walt Disney. Walt Disneyland, Walt Disney World, all the Walt Disneys, I think, right?
Yes.
Hidden
you
Mickeys,
are correct.
Mickey's everywhere.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, you know, the guy that's taking over Stern, the new CEO or president or whatever they're calling the dude. Not Gary. The new not Gary is has some, his past is, you know, he worked at Disney for a lot of years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a pretty high up capacity. So I was like, hey, you know what, brain? A little thing with my brain went ding. And I said, hey, these two things are like, you know, both Craft Brew Sally likes both of them. So this will be a great thread for her to read, you know.
Correct. You are correct, sir.
Well, how'd that work out for you?
It was very interesting.
Did you gain a lot of information? Was there?
So, like, the first two posts, I think, were about, you know, Seth and how he worked for Disney. And then it kind of snowballed. And
devolved into monkeys hurling shit at each other, didn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very quickly.
I
was expecting it to go on for a little longer than it actually did.
And I had, like, envisions of, like, I'll give this interesting information to Sally, and she'll be like, why, thank you, my hero. This is really important information to read. And I was like, oh, what did I do? I forgot exactly what I was doing. Because, you know, there was, like, numerous threads. And then there was one of them, and I didn't delve any further. Because I will say right off the bat, that is how every thread ever goes. I don't know if it's like personal agendas or if there's just like years of hatred toward other people.
I just think people can't not get on their own soapbox.
I need one of those. I just need soap. I smell. No, I don't smell. There was another thread where they were talking about Sigma 6 and all the, you know, corporate. And that was kind of interesting because I live in that world. I've been in a corporate setting for many, many years. So my brain understands that nonsense, and especially when they're talking about, oh, you know, the lean focuses of Sigma 6. And I'll tell you what, being a long in the tooth as I am with corporate world, it's all the same bullshit. They're just renaming it and repackaging it. And this is just the new cool thing. The bottom line is corporations want to strip out everything wasteful to maximize profits and make as much money as possible. That is literally the only reason they're on this earth. Now, they may say, oh, we love being green and we sure care about the environment. They don't. Money. It's all they care about is money. So that's my own. I found a soapbox. Hey, I was just on my soapbox. Awesome. So now in this thread, you know, did we get to meet our new CEO? Did he? I mean, I'm assuming he doesn't pipe up on Pinside.
He doesn't. No. does not.
His handle's not Disney and Stern for life.
No.
With a picture of NWO Hulk Hogan for life. Remember the? No.
No.
Oh, they should. It'd be great.
No, it just started people just bashing each other and.
Well, there was that one guy. Like, I'm pretty sure it was Vin Diesel with in disguise.
Yes.
Familia.
Yes.
Man. Wow.
Yes. That's, it was like, They just were talking about how they were dishonoring this other person's family. And like, how did we get from the CEO of a corporation to dishonoring your family?
My fallen brothers from... What, I don't know. I can't even name a... who cares? I can't even... like. I'm so historically inaccurate. All my brothers that fell on the Death Star that one time. When okay, so it sadly, that's how they all devolve. I think you were like sheltered because the Santa Claus one is kind of happy.
Yeah, it is. It was nice. It was people like being nice to each other and saying thank you and being generous. And then... then there was that.
And well, bad news. That's everything except for the Christmas one. You could literally say have a picture of a kitten and a puppy and say, I sure like these things. The next like three down would be like, oh, well, what about Stern?
Yeah.
You'll be like, what? No.
Huh? What about the guinea pig or the iguana or...
You've disrespected my iguana relatives. Oh, familia. Oh, yeah. Vin Diesel, you're so crazy. All right, well, enough of that. So, yeah, sadly, that's how they'll all go. But yeah. I'll keep you informed in case anyone rears their ugly head and starts talking about Disney again.
I mean, it's neat to, like, read some of it, but it was just, like... It went off the rails, like, immediately.
Yeah, and there's some... some of the names, like, I know the names, and that's how infamous they are for being who they are. And they add, they're all spices that add to the flavor of Inside. So I don't really hate on anybody. You know, like, it's just one of those things where I kind of go, eh, I don't chime in very often. You know, I probably have maybe 100 posts or replies to posts even. I read it all, but I don't really... because there's no point.
No, because you know you're better off just thinking it in your head. Because if you say it on the internet, somebody's going to have some snarky remark to give back. And
yeah, and I don't think most people get my specific brand of sarcasm.
No.
It's very...
it's succinct. You have to know it.
To love it. All right, moving on. So, and big news... we have an official, well, I don't know if you call it official. We bought a topper, and by putting money down on it, that means it's fairly official. So we were sitting there, and it was right around before or after Christmas? Before Christmas. Doesn't matter. Pin Graphics had a sale on, we're blowing out these toppers, meaning they're not selling, and we got to get rid of them. And one of them was for a Dr. Dude. And I said, hey, we have a Dr. Dude.
And we don't have a topper for it.
We don't have a topper. How am I going to walk through our basement and not be alerted to the fact that there's a Dr. Dude there? Without the topper going, hey, look at me. I'm a topper. Whoa. So we bought them. It was discounted like what?
It was like half price or something.
No,
like
it wasn't that. I wish it was half price. But it was a whatever. It was a lot. I think it was $180 down to $120.
Oh.
Who cares?
Not half price at all.
Half price. And so, like, you know, and that, like, in the world of toppers, this is just like one of those that has layers of plastic and it's not like interactive with the game and all that crap, but it's also not $3,500 or $5,000 or some of this wacky shit you're hearing about. So the only other topper we have is the Wonelli topper, which we made for ours.
Yes.
Which
is awesome.
It's awesome, but I also, you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to go, now we found a train shop in the area that has lots of different stuff. I'm going to like add a lot more
stuff.
Foliage.
Yeah.
Like make trees. It like, yeah, and trees and weird stuff. I actually like that topper light. I don't like the lights on them, but I like everything else about it.
We'll find the right lights.
Yeah, we will. And then we have the Beatles and the Godzilla. Now the Beatles has an official one, but good luck finding it. Those are like $3,000 now in the aftermarket.
And the Godzilla we don't even have yet.
Well, the Godzilla we don't have, but I'm in the process of building ours.
Yes.
Which I think, if it goes even remotely close to how I'm fleshing it out, it's going to be an awesome looking topper.
Yeah.
So, I never thought I would even buy toppers. I don't know why I bought the Dr. Dude one other than I was like, it said like totally tubular and awesome. And I was
That's why.
Dr. Dude is its own kind of world, right?
Yeah. I don't think we could make one that would do that one justice. So
No. There's a lot of people that make their own toppers.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun.
And it's fun.
It is fun. Promi, a friend of the show, Promi, is doing the 3D work. Although I haven't nagged him about it, which means he hasn't done anything for it. But
You are correct.
I'm going to have to step up my nagging game because he's going to 3D print three of the buildings for the Godzilla topper. So once those get in place, then I'll start doing the lighting wiring. Then I have to do some powder coating and or plastic work. So we'll... I don't know. I'm excited to get that one going because I do love Godzilla quite a bit. I'm going to be sitting there with a Godzilla topper and the mod that I've already bought for the Godzilla that we don't even own yet. So that's where my brain is. And it doesn't matter. So do you like toppers? Do you have any value? Do you see any value in them? Do you, one way or the other? You have any?
I didn't really think about them. And then we made the one for the Wonelli, which it was fun to make. And it looks really cool.
I think it got
I think
good.
It's yeah. neat to have your own instead of, you know, everybody that wants a Godzilla topper is going to get the same topper.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So, it's unique.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any value.
I don't think so. See, I mean, to me, it's not really worth $3,500.
Can you believe that crap? No way. Like,
no.
And more.
Yeah.
Some are worth more. And you're like, no, wait a minute. You know, hold on. That, like, there's that one for Star Wars where it's R2-D2 and he moves and beeps and crap.
Yeah.
That's kind of a different thing. It's pretty it,
totally.
Cool.
Totally. Tubular.
And, to the max. So, needless to say, two of our three machines have toppers and I'm sure three of the four will have. The Beatles have one out there.
Well, we could make one.
Yeah, I know.
We could figure something out.
Yeah,
it would have to include Rubber Soul somehow.
Yes, of course. Or Darth Vader. I have a Darth Vader. We could just put him on top and be like, "Yeah, check it out."
Beatles, the Beatles.
Fine, ruin all my plans, my hard-earned, like, well-thought-out plans. The other, we have one last topic. Now, this one's hold tight. We're gonna do a real hard left
turn.
We're gonna
date ourselves here.
Hard.
Yeah.
Now, we recently saw the Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe movie, which it was jumping through hoops to do that because it was in the theaters for 25 minutes. Then it was, you had to do some streaming service. Now, that's the rub because even like the one, The Glass Onion, which I really want to see, I don't know if they're going to release it on Blu-ray. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, here we are again. Now, like, if you want to watch that, now you have to sign up for that specific service, and that's what Beavis and Butthead were. Well, good news, you can go on Etsy and just buy someone's bootleg, and I did, and it finally arrived, and we watched it, and I never laughed so hard for years. I was immediately transported back to the
90s. 1998, I think, kept referring to.
Which is when Beavis and Butthead were last relevant and funny, and I laughed. I was, like, laughing, like, really, like, I couldn't catch my breath. I was laughing so hard. And I started thinking, like, boy, you know, if you were around for the first run, this is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, I was like, oh, man, I wonder if they could make a pinball machine for Beavis and Butthead. I know this has come up before, but then I'm like, would that fly in today's world?
It probably wouldn't. I don't think that a lot of people would get it.
Right. Like, comedy is very, like... If you weren't there the first time, it's probably not politically correct and it's probably not permitted to even be said anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch the original shows, it's probably legally considered a hate crime at this point. Like, you can't... The stuff that was poked fun at and made fun of isn't... Like, you can't do it. And it's also kind of not culturally relevant anymore, I guess. Although there are dumb kids now. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know how a Beavis and Butthead would be perceived by... younger generations, but then they also say the pinball is generally geared towards old folks like me. We have money, we're disposable incomes, but they need the money. They also need them to draw at a location, at a bar.
Yeah, I don't know how many people would get it. Like, I don't know if, like, my niece and nephew, I don't think they would understand any of it.
No, well, they're kind of too young.
I mean, they're a little too young, but you know.
Yeah. My God, remember, like, the... that's and everything gets minimized now to a point where you're like, no, you don't kind of get it. like Beavis and Butthead were everywhere in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They were very culturally relevant and also everywhere. And like, you know.
And it was a time when MTV was actually
a thing.
Well, it's still a thing, but it? It's not what MTV was in the 90s.
That's
or
true.
Or in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, it was a different time in the 90s than MTV was in the 80s.
Right.
But
then they figured out how cheap it was to have pregnant girls say, "I'm 16 and pregnant, y'all." Yeah. And then they're like, "Oh, this cost us $18 to film, and who cares?" So, yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I would love to see a Beavis and Butthead pinball machine, but I don't think it's really even needed or would even be received well.
No.
You know, like if people are talking bad about like bands like, you know, Beatles and stuff like, you know, James Bond, then what are they going to say about, you know, Beavis and Butthead? That's even more out there, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody like Spooky could do it.
Yeah,
you know, or
a small run.
Oh yeah, or something like that. You know, but
you have to have a specific target audience for it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. My brain goes there sometimes because some stuff I think would fly and some wouldn't. Like I always say, like, you know, Mystery Science Theater would be a good pin, but no, that's not. It doesn't have enough of a following.
But I think there's
that,
more of a following for MST than there is for Beavis and Butthead.
You think?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe
like when we were watching those other shows, like the Riff Tracks, and there's a lot of people that are
it's true.
Involved in, well, that were involved in the startup.
The backer. What the hell's that called? When you give people money for no reason. Maybe it's the demographic. Like maybe the demographic for people that like MST aren't pinball cross-pollinated kind of thing. But I don't know. Is that even a thing anymore?
Hmm.
It was just something that popped in my brain. We're going to leave it at maybe, but probably not, I guess. In general, comedy does not age well because
it's the time.
It's always the time, though. Yeah. Like, comedy is always based on pain.
Yeah.
That is, comedy is based on pain. It's somebody's pain. Sometimes it's your own. Sometimes it's a group you're making fun of. Whatever.
Yeah.
And the way we are so fluid now, you're not allowed to ever hurt anybody ever about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, comedy's kind of dying in some aspects. I'm not the get off your lawn, the world's ending kind of thing. But in some respects, you're like, man, that sucks. You know, that nothing's funny anymore. Nothing's allowed to be made fun of anymore. We are very thin-skinned as a society. Or maybe the whole planet is. I don't know where other countries are with that stuff, but. So I guess they would not make it. Oh, all right. Do you have anything else to impart before we go? We are, I will say, just a quick update. We are going to try and hit an every other week cadence. So, you know, we're going to try to make it a little bit more every 2 weeks. Look for a new pinball junk drawer, and hopefully you enjoy them. If not, you know, there's other stuff out there. That's fine. You know, it's okay. Hopefully you like us and hopefully you laugh and hopefully you get it. But if you don't, oh well. Got anything there?
Nope.
Sally?
Nope.
You haven't been laughing this show. I feel like I've failed. You know, no. Usually you were a lot more, we were laughing and goofing around a little bit more. This one was very somber. It wasn't somber at all.
Nah, brah.
What do you think, Destructo? He could care less. That's Destructo.
He's like, shut up.
Yep. All right. That is going to do it. My name is, was, and always will be Foghorn Leghorn. And with me, as usually,
Craft Brew Sally.
See you on the flip side, y'all. And by that, I mean, before I go, make sure you go to projectpinball.org. They're a 501c that's dedicated to putting pinball machines into children's hospitals, setting them on free. It's not a shakedown for quarters. And keeping them running. They have campaigns all across the nation. Find one near you or just support a good cause. I'm not getting paid to say that, but I'm going to try and give a plug for Project Pinball every show because I really believe in what they're doing and I hope you do too. Check them out, projectpinball.org. Now I'm actually leaving. Thanks, everyone.
That's all, folks.